News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The White House is laying part of the blame for the chemical attack in Syria on Donald Trump's predecessor.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says all the evidence he has seen so far suggests that the chemical attack was the work of the Assad regime. North Korea has launched another ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. The test comes just a day before President Trump's meeting with the Chinese president.
This is a missile launch from North Korea, interpreted very much as a provocation, not only against U.S. President Trump, but also against the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, since both leaders are due to sit down for the first time for a sit-down meeting at Trump's golf resort in Florida on Thursday.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Virginia lawmakers get back together again today as they try to override some of Governor Terry McAuliffe's many vetoes.
A record number of vetoes, in fact. 91 since he took office.
I think what you're seeing is really the Washingtonization of Richmond.
Political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth says politicians are becoming more polarized on both sides.
Very few of moderate lawmakers that used to make the place run.
Among the bills McAuliffe vetoed this session, cutting off state funds for Planned Parenthood, requiring schools to notify parents about explicit content, and identity verification at the polls. But the big question today, Farnsworth says,
the Medicaid expansion question, the topic that has driven a wedge between the governor and the legislature for all 4 years of this governor's term.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Virginia lawmakers will be meeting privately today in Richmond to consider whether the state should study decriminalizing marijuana. State Senate Majority Leader Thomas Norman supports such a study. He recently wrote to the head of the Executive Committee of the Virginia State Crime Commission, urging the study of whether Virginia law on small amounts of marijuana should be changed. The Maryland General Assembly has voted to nullify 4 previous calls to the U.S. Congress to hold a constitutional convention.
Supporters of nullifying the state's previous calls are mostly Democrats who are concerned about what could happen if a constitutional convention occurred during President Trump's administration. Maryland's legislature has approved 4 calls for a convention since the 1930s to amend the Constitution. The last one in the 70s called for an amendment that requires a federal balanced budget. This resolution does not need approval from Governor Larry Hogan. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is endorsing former Congressman Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia. Perriello is running against Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam in the June Democratic primary. Taxpayers with long overdue federal tax payments will soon have to deal with private bill collectors.
The IRS says it will begin sending out letters this month to affected taxpayers. With this new process, the IRS warns of potential scams. Here's what every taxpayer needs to know. Only people with long-standing tax debts going back several years will be contacted, and the initial contact will not be by phone. If your case ends up being farmed out to a private collection firm, the IRS will provide you with its name and contact information. Ann Cates, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,689, the Nasdaq at 58.99. Sports, the Wizards snap a losing streak and beat Charlotte. The Caps beat Toronto. Baseball, the Nats host the Marlins tonight. The O's play the Blue Jays. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sitting on the southeast-southwest freeway westbound, you will need good news. I know you do. The crash that's caused these delays coming off of 295 to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel and over the 14th Street Bridge, gone. Crash just literally cleared. We had the activity along the right side, and I just watched the last vehicle move along. So nothing even to check out, again, from the district into Virginia, but we still have to flush out these major delays. Very slow 295, like I said, in each direction to head in toward the 11th Street Bridge. And now, if you're heading northbound to go South Capitol Street over near Nats Park on the Douglas Bridge, have a crash that's reported. Now, go to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. On the Silver Spring side, let's go south inside the Beltway, southbound 29 Colesville Road at the intersection of Sligo Creek Parkway. The left lane is blocked in each direction for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather will start threatening, especially as we go on through Thursday. Should be a rather tranquil day today. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms roll in tonight, tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow could contain gusty winds and hail. Heavy rainfall, 67. My meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Arlington, 56 in Gaithersburg, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Russia says a Syrian airstrike on a terrorist depot is what caused dozens of chemical weapon deaths. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Andrew McCarthy from National Review Online has written a very powerful story, very eye-opening story about the Susan Rice unmasking scandal that is developing. He'll be with us again at 7:35. You don't want to miss that interview. 8:05, Al Weaver with the Washington Examiner on the Gorsuch vote that's taking place later this week and the nuclear option. And then at 8:35, the minority leader of the House of Delegates in Maryland, Nick Kipke, on how things are going as we wind up the legislative session and the governor's signing a bunch of bills. It's all coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
It's not that they're prejudiced against it, but they want their child to be in a classroom that's more English-speaking. That day when the immigrants, they held their children home, the teacher said it was so nice to have a whole class that understood English.
And that was chairwoman of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, Dorothy Jekyll, and she is under fire now for those comments, and we're going to try to clear that up. Dorothy Jekyll, welcome. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. Good morning to you.
So now you made those two comments, the one being that, you know, parents want their children to be in a classroom that's more English speaking. So let's take these one at a time. That was the first thing you said. The second thing you said, on the day without immigrants, when people held their children home, that teachers said it was nice to have a whole class that understood English.
Correct. I think I need to give you a little background and go ahead into the questions. You know, first I wanted to tell you that when I first received your email asking you to be on your radio show to talk about my comments, I just looked and thought, I'm just going to delete that. But I saw, because I just don't care to call attention to myself, mm-hmm. but when I saw you were a Washington, D.C. station, I thought, you know, this issue needs to be looked at by the people in the Department of Education making federal policy, because I really think they need to look at what standards have changed over the last 8 years that are impacting our local schools, and I'm hoping that somebody that works in that department will be listening to your show this morning, because apparently the federal government has lowered the standard of English proficiency required before a student is mainstreamed in the regular classroom. They prioritize inclusiveness over English proficiency. And what prompted the discussion that has me in the headlines is, over the past several years, our Board of Supervisors and school board have worked together to restore some of the budget cuts made during the recession, that talking with teacher principals and parents so that we felt were negatively impacting the classroom. So increased class size and loss of electives clearly rose to the top, and on the elective issue, like prior to the recession, let's use orchestra for an example. if only 12 students in a middle school signed up for orchestra, even though it didn't meet the minimum number of students required to keep the class, the school system would do what was called funding over to keep that class rather than eliminate the program from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked together on a plan to gradually decrease PTR, you know, pupil-teacher ratio, in order to decrease class size and restore electives. So in our budget discussions, it came to light that the 28 positions slated for those objectives were going to be used for ESL instructors instead of the PTR reduction. And technically, it is a PTR reduction, but it doesn't reduce class size or restore electives, which was our goal.
What I think you're saying here is that this takes up a tremendous amount of your resources.
I'm saying that, but I'm also not denying that the language barrier is negatively impacting our classrooms, and that's when I made the comment that it really came to light on Immigration Day when teachers had only English-speaking students in the classroom, and they just found it much easier to teach effectively without the language barrier.
So it's amazing
how that statement has been twisted,
right,
accusing these teachers of not wanting students of a different culture or color in their classroom.
And that's not what it is.
It's a language issue, creating an inability to communicate.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I worked for a language school, so I understand what it takes to get people in and to get people up to speed. And what you're saying is, look, instead of using the money, since we have more money now, we're going to restore some things. You have to decide which cuts you're going to now restore and give back.
I really did not deny that we needed the help with the non-English speaking. The teachers definitely needed that support. So I didn't say either or. I said it's a separate budget item line. It shouldn't be taking away from what our goal was. It may have been able to. It should have maybe taken away from other things in the budget. But I didn't think they should take away from the goal. But really, I think what really has come out of this is how difficult it is for teachers because of the new mandates that prioritize mainstreaming over learning the English language.
Well, you've done something that is absolutely unforgivable, Ms. Jekyll. You've told the truth.
Well, that's been all the comments I've been getting from people. I have a tremendous amount of support on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding is, you know, it's not a debate. What I'm talking about is not a debate about illegal versus legal versus illegal. It's about the communication barrier, and I'm finding people on the left and people on the right, and everybody agrees that we need to prioritize speaking English. And I think that's an area that we need to look at. You know, leave those other arguments to somebody else, and let's focus on the schools and teaching people English.
But it is a fact of life, as the teachers expressed, that when you have these students who are mainstreamed into the classroom, that it becomes difficult to teach.
Yes.
And that means that the education process,
yes,
for the English speakers is suffering. Is that true?
For both.
Yeah.
I think for both.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what you're saying is, though, on the federal level, and it's not a school issue,
right,
you have no control over this. On a federal level,
yes,
the federal government has lowered the standards for taking these children, these foreign language primary speakers, out of those classes and putting them into mainstream classes.
Yes.
Their language proficiency isn't up to the point where they can keep up,
right,
with the class.
And in addition, not only have they changed that, but in the past, we have centers at our middle and high school, which are called ESOL centers, which non-English speaking students would go to before they went back to the home school. Well, now, if the parents decide they don't want them to go to the ESOL center, the federal government says we have to keep them in the home school and they have to be put in the mainstream classroom. And we have no federal money to support that. And I'm stunned by that. I cannot believe that we can't say, no, your child is not proficient in English. They need to go to the ESOL center until they become proficient in English enough to be mainstream,
right,
to our regular school. But that is against the law, federal law.
That's amazing.
You have said that you hope that the Department of Education might step in and do something.
Yes.
There is a chance that right at this very moment,
right,
there are bureaucrats and employees of the Department of Education, maybe even Secretary DeVos herself, listening to this radio station. What would you like to say to them?
I would like to say to them that I think they need to look at what changes have been made over the last 8 years, and especially on this non-English speaking. I mean, I'm not familiar with the other areas to tell them what to look at, but in this particular area, there's a clear difference in what's mandated to the local divisions now as far as not being able to have your own rules as to what level of English you want students to have before they're mainstreamed. And that's what I think they need to look at.
Well, Ms. Jekyll, I hope you have learned your lesson about telling the truth, and we will never have that happen again.
I know, because it's amazing, though, because although the press has beat me up on it, the people have not. It's just that the support I have received, and like I said, right, from both sides of the aisle has been incredible.
Well, wear that as a badge of honor. Dorothy Jekyll, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
It is 7:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, coming off the Beltway, if you use Colesville Road, a slight change, but you'll still see some accident activity. So I'm looking at delays as you come off the Beltway and as you come out of Four Corners. Keep alert. Southbound 29 at Sligo Creek Parkway for the accident cleanup. Now, looks like your through lanes get you by. It might be the left turn lane that's just affected. And northbound on Colesville Road at Sligo Creek, you still lose the left lane. Top side of the Beltway, here we come from College Park and around to Silver Spring. Let's go Virginia on the toll road. A little bit of volume through Herndon and Reston. Sterling commuters, if you're on Sterling Boulevard coming westbound before Route 28, that's where crews are still dealing with crash cleanup. 395 southbound is where we had that long-standing crash coming off of the 14th Street Bridge onto 395 south. It's gone. But what it's done for the rush hour, it's giving us big delays still persisting off of each direction of 295 onto the freeway toward Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today we'll have some sunshine, a little cloudy, high of 71 degrees today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early in the evening, then mainly cloudy overnight. Thunderstorms are likely throughout the night, though. Lows 56 with a chance of rain 80% tonight. Tomorrow, it is going to be miserable, windy with showers and thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe with winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. High of 67 tomorrow and a chance of rain at 100%. Currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL. I do. I work hard for my money. And Brian likes to make fun of me, and so does Heather. I like to make fun of me because I am frugal. Well, apparently being in D.C., that's exactly where I need to be, because Coupons.com just ranked America's most frugal cities of 2016, and they base it on how many digital coupons are downloaded.
Right.
The days of cutting coupons, you know, not so many people do that anymore, although I do know people who get the Sunday paper just for the coupons.
Yeah.
But now that's the new thing is downloading coupons. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, am I alone? Is D.C. an anomaly, this area? 888-630-9625. Do you consider yourself frugal? And what do you do? Do you cut coupons? Are there certain things when you go shopping that you do? How do you cut corners? Or are you one of these people's like, I don't use coupons. I don't eat leftovers. I don't care. I know people who don't shop for the price of gasoline. They'll just go to whatever's convenient, when you could save a couple of cents by going somewhere that's around the corner. They don't do that. And am I weird because I am very frugal? I will save a buck anywhere I possibly can. 888-630-9625.
And let me just say, for those who have not come to know Mary to the same degree that I have, Mary is indeed, she lives what she preaches here. She is among the most frugal people that I've ever known. And I don't mean to say cheap. I mean, she really is looking to save every possible dollar that she can. She takes it very seriously. It is a complete lifestyle with her. And I'm constantly going, well, for example, we get a lot of paper that comes across our desk while we're doing this show.
Yes.
From our producer, right? And so it's only printed on one
side. We go through reams of paper a week here.
And it's only printed on one side. And so now, instead of throwing it away when I'm done or recycling it, I'm required to hand it over to Mary so she can print on the other side.
Right.
On her home printer.
Yes.
How many bales of paper do you have now that have printing on one side?
If it becomes too much, I do carry it down the hall and I recycle it, because here it goes in the garbage. Mm. So I carry it down the hall and I do recycle it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of recycling, too.
Yeah, okay. So she really does do this. I guess I am not that frugal. For me, me, you know, money is an ends to a means. Whatever I, you know, it is a thing that I need to accomplish certain things in my life, and I don't spend a tremendous amount of time. I mean, look, if I'm looking for a big ticket item, I shop around to get the best deal. I do things like that, but it's like you said, gas. I need gas. Okay, there's a gas station. I don't spend a lot of time shopping around. I don't go to that nth degree that you do.
I do.
And I listen, I admire people who do it. I don't take it to the, I think, that as far as you do. I think I take it a lot less seriously. And maybe I should. You know, it's maybe I should be more careful about the way I spend my money. But to me, sometimes convenience is worth paying a little more.
Yeah, and that's a lifestyle as well. I look at it. I go on Gas Buddy. I see where I'm going. If I need gas, I go on Gas Buddy. I look for the gas stations in the area on my route and who has the cheapest gas, and that's where I go get gas.
Wow.
But I probably save. I'll bet you I have probably saved over the years thousands of dollars just on gas alone. And when you look at it that way, I'm like, well, yeah, I'd want that money in my pocket. If I saw a dollar bill on the ground, would I pick it up? Well, of course I would. So why not? 888-630-9625. Bill in Strasburg. Bill, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Are you frugal?
Oh, I'm not, but my wife is, and I was calling to see if you're related to her. because she can squeeze blood from a buffalo nickel.
Exactly. And don't tell her not to spend that buffalo nickel, because she could. It's probably worth some money.
I got one little thing to pass on, and that's the food in our freezer. I classify it by either heirloom, legacy, I can't remember what it is. Heirloom, legacy, heritage. If it's got freezer burn on it, you'll get over it. Just put the more A1 on it.
Okay, I'm not that bad, although I do buy all of our food, most of it. I go to all the day-old stuff. It's not day-old, but they have, 30 to 70% off, and I go there.
Wow.
So, Bill, what I do then is, and thank you so much for the call, Bill, and kudos to your wife. I love her. I date it, and I put it in the freezer, and then we eat it,
Right.
I don't let it get in there for years at a time.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've had a loaf of bread that hasn't been on the day-old thing in years. And it's fine. You put it in the freezer, you would never know. All right, more of your calls coming up at 7:22 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, if you haven't cleaned out your gutters yet, you better get to it, because the spring rains are here, and, clogged gutters and rain do not go together well, and it's not good for your house. I can't believe that anybody really enjoys the chore of cleaning out your gutters. It's an ucky, yucky mess. And by the way, dangerous for you to climb up on that ladder, and you would never have to do any of these things. Not ever again if you had the LeafGuard system installed on your house. You see, LeafGuard lets the water go into your gutters, but keeps all the other stuff on the outside where that stuff belongs. And so, even if it did clog, which it won't, they have this lifetime no-clog warranty. They will come out with their technicians and their ladders, and they will clean things out for free. So you literally get it, and you can forget it. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's $99 installation sale, plus get a $100 honey-baked ham gift card with a minimum purchase. And if you call right now in the next 10 minutes, LeafGuard will even throw in a $100 restaurant.com gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. No purchase necessary. Schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate today, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more at this special website, briangutters.com.
Can you believe we get paid for this? Driving around, seeing the sights, meeting new people, and making them smile.
Well, let's not forget, you also have to crawl through attics.
And dig through sheds.
And carry awkward sleeper sofas.
And heavy refrigerators.
And copy machines down from the 28th floor.
All that fun, and we even get paid for it.
I'm glad you guys like your job.
Brian, working at 1-800-GOT-JUNK isn't really a job, exactly.
Well, if it's not a job, what is it?
It's what we do to make a difference.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer,
all you have to do is point.
And then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Shake things up. Visit the Franchise Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Your ticket to the Franchise Expo gets you face-to-face with North America's hottest franchises, offering full and part-time opportunities, plus free seminars with everything you need to know to own a business. There are countless opportunities to be the boss, call the shots, and love your work at Virginia's largest Franchise Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Get tickets at WashingtonFranchiseExpo.com.
It is 7:25. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295, what's going on this morning? Well, we had a crash in Virginia coming across the 14th Street Bridge and before you get to the George Washington Parkway. Now, that's been cleared, but that's the culprit of these huge delays. Again, 295 is a tough morning commute, and now we have the pressure just as you head north of the Beltway, northbound 295 and southbound out of both Riverdale and Chevrolet. So plan for the timing. Had a crash reported inbound on the Douglas Bridge heading toward Nats Park, but by the time police got there, it had already moved along. Love when that happens. So all your lanes on the Douglas Bridge are currently open. Still looking at accident cleanup continuing at Silver Spring, 29 Colesville Road at Sligo Creek Parkway. If you're coming southbound, all your three through lanes are open. It's the left turn lane that's affected. So do watch for police direction. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry and relatively pleasant day today, 71 degrees, a few clouds around at times, otherwise clear. Thunderstorms as we head on through tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're stuck at 60 degrees at 727 on WMAL. Coupons.com ranked America's most frugal cities of 2016, and they base it on how many digital coupons per capita are downloaded. Number one, D.C., the District of Columbia, right here. Orlando, Charlotte, and then coming in at number nine is Virginia Beach. Huh. So how frugal are you? I'm kind of shocked that the D.C. got number one. I'm really shocked. I just figured people in this town do not use coupons. It's because they don't care about the price of anything. So I'm very surprised to hear that. 888-630-9625. Am I weird for being so frugal? Lauren in Aspen Hill. Good morning, Lauren. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Lauren.
No, Mary, you are not weird.
Okay.
But I think I can probably up you one.
Okay.
About 7 years ago, I developed a system for shopping for the family. Then that year, I managed to save $10,000 off our grocery bill from the year before.
That, Lauren, that is amazing. Just very quickly, yes or no, do you use coupons?
No.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
It's a very simple system, okay? I had all the kids, two kids, dog, two cats,
right.
Puppy, when he was still alive.
Just quick.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, okay. Lauren.
Everybody listed all of their favorite menus, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I sorted out the duplicates, got rid of them all. I wrote down every single item needed to prepare every single item on that list from a teaspoon of sugar, of salt, to whatever.
Right.
And then I made a master grocery list.
So it's all about the planning. The planning. That's what you have to do. You got to plan ahead. Too many people don't do that. Lauren, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate you joining us on Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:28.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Bible. 844-91-BIBLE.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by National Review's Andrew McCarthy, and he wrote an excellent piece about the Susan Rice scandal. I'm calling it a scandal. I think we should start calling it a scandal. And he is going to fill us in on all the details. That is coming up next. And it is now 7:30. Here's WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. There's been a somewhat muted U.S. response to the latest North Korean missile launch.
It's been identified as a medium-range ballistic missile fired from land and identified as a KN-15 missile. That's not the first time it's been fired. Another model of this missile was fired in February during the summit between President Trump and the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. has spoken enough about North Korea, and he says, quote, we have no further comment. A Syrian monitoring group says the death toll from a chemical attack has now risen to 72 as activists report of renewed airstrikes that hit near where the suspected chemical attack occurred. Vice President Mike Pence is leading an effort to revive a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Notably, there's no legislative text yet. No one has signed on to any agreement. And certainly the big divide between House conservative members and House moderate Republicans still exists.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Virginia lawmakers returned to the Capitol today for their annual veto session. They'll also consider amendments Governor Terry McAuliffe has made to legislation they passed this year. And lawmakers will also consider the governor's tweaks to the state budget. Maryland transportation officials plan to remove flammable materials stored under bridges after a raging fire last week in Atlanta caused part of a busy interstate bridge to collapse. The Maryland Department of Transportation says it is now identifying any similar material stored under any state-owned bridges here. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,689, the NASDAQ at 58.99. Sports, a win for the Wizards over Charlotte. The Caps get a win over Toronto. Baseball, the Nats host the Marlins again tonight. The O's play the Blue Jays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once a year. Close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down any time this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300. SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading across the Wilson Bridge, delays each direction out of Maryland. No surprise, we have the delays every morning, now before St. Barnabas Road. Out of Virginia, though, outer loop through Alexandria, slow to approach the bridge span where the accident activity in those through lanes now to the shoulder. So that's why we have that unexpected delay, now you know. Also north on 95 slows to each loop of the Beltway, inner loop into Annandale, and the outer loop looks like we have a little bit of volume just to get you past Van Dorn Street, not related to that Wilson Bridge incident. Now 66, both through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, pretty much linking up with the volume extending up through to the Beltway. Westbound slows to exit onto 28 in Centerville. I don't have anything reported there. The Greenway Toll Road heavy through Herndon, heading toward the Fairfax County Parkway. Police say all lanes are open. Silver Spring south on 29, Colesville Road at the intersection with Sligo Creek Parkway. Accident cleanup continues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up with a pretty good supply of sunshine today with a mild morning and a northwest breeze and a few clouds this afternoon. We make it up to 71. Thunderstorms come in as we head on through early tonight and tomorrow. Some may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 50 in Bowie, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05, we'll talk to Al Weaver from the Washington Examiner to update us on the Gorsuch vote. I still can't say that man's name. And any developments on the healthcare front. And also at 8:35, Maryland delegate Nick Kipke will join us to sum up the Maryland legislative session, and that ends on the 10th. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Williams.
Well, Andrea, this is not anything political has been alleged. The allegation is that somehow Obama administration officials utilized intelligence for political purposes. That's absolutely false.
That was Susan Rice yesterday in a very softball interview with Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC. Joining us on the line right now is Andrew McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, but also, you should know, former chief assistant United States attorney in the Southern District of New York, a man who knows a little bit about this topic, and he has written a very fascinating article in National Review Online. I recommend it for your reading. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. So, you know, look, Susan Rice goes on TV. She's handed some softball questions. She makes the case. This was in no way political. And as I read your article, you come to a very different conclusion about that.
Well, there's a lot we don't know yet. And I salute the fact that Chairman Devin Nunes has actually pursued this despite all the caterwauling and scorn, because I think this really does have the indicia of scandal. But first of all, she's not very credible, Ms. Rice, when she says, well, pretty much anything. But, you know, the Obama administration politicized virtually everything, you know, from the Justice Department to the IRS and so forth. So the thought that they wouldn't politicize intelligence, when we know, in fact, that the intelligence community complains that they doctored their reports to go along with administration narratives, I just don't think it's very credible for her to say, you know, my goodness, we would never politicize intelligence. But what the indications that we have are that she was involved in the unmasking. As I understand what she's saying, she's not denying that she did that much. And she's actually mounting her defense, as, you know, clever defendants do, on claims that nobody's making. So she's saying that, you know, the intelligence collection here was absolutely lawful. Nobody's saying it wasn't. She's saying I didn't leak any information. Nobody said she did, at least not that we know of to the moment. What we're saying is it looks like there was a broad-ranging enterprise here where the people at the top, like Rice, were using their authority and pressuring the collecting intelligence agencies to unmask, that is to get the identities of Americans, namely Americans who are connected to the Trump campaign, which would ordinarily be concealed. They were revealed in intelligence reporting. The president, at the 11th hour of his administration, issued an executive order that in an extraordinary way allowed raw intelligence and unmasked intelligence to be widely spread throughout the intelligence community, which exponentially increased the chances of leaking. And then, according to Evelyn Farkas, you have former Obama administration officials, current Obama officials at the time. Farkas herself, I think, was then in the Clinton campaign. But they're putting pressure on people in Capitol Hill to ask the intelligence organizations for as much intelligence as they would disclose on things like Trump and Russia. So, again, you're geometrically increasing the amount of information that will be out there and likely leak. And lo and behold, what did we end up with? A lot of leaking.
Yeah. Now, in her interview with Andrea Mitchell, she said something, and I'm paraphrasing here, along the lines of, I request the process. She talks about the process to make this seem like it's a normal process, that she would request to see names because they're masked. And then it would be up to the intelligence agencies to review her request and then make that decision. So she's already getting ready to throw a lower level employee under the bus.
Yeah, well,
is that how it works?
Well, first of all, it's really not how it works. If you ask people who have access to intelligence products, which is just to, so people understand how this works, it's a bad idea to talk about the intelligence community as the intelligence community, because we get to the idea that it's one undifferentiated whole, right? But there's 17 different organizations, and only three of them really are the intelligence collection and analysis organizations. That's the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA. Mm-hmm. And before they spread their reporting to the rest of the community, they're the ones who are in charge with the decisions of masking and unmasking. They refine the reporting. And the important thing is they know more about their investigations than anybody else does. So, for example, if the FBI is looking into the connection, if there is one, between Russia and Trump, or Trump people, they obviously know what they're investigating, and they know the significance of any American whose identity comes up in the course of that investigation. So if it needs to be unmasked, they're the ones who are in the best position to do it, on the argument that it's necessary to know the identity in order to exploit the intelligence value we're talking about.
But you make the point in your article that that it really is not Susan Rice's job to be an investigator in this matter.
That's exactly right. And what I'm trying to say is those three organizations are the investigators. Everybody else in the intelligence community is a consumer,
right,
of their reporting. And it's highly unusual for those consumers to ask for unmasking. I think I would suggest to you, when you're interviewing people who have access to intelligence products, ask them, have you ever gone back to the intelligence agencies and asked them to unmask an American's identity? I bet you to almost to a person, they'll tell you no. And the reason is not because they're not curious. The reason is because by the time they get the intelligence product, it's been scrubbed by the agencies that actually know what they're doing in the investigation.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Andrew, a really great article.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Andrew McCarthy, a contributing editor to National Review Online. 7:44 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, have you ever bought something from a middleman? Well, you know what middlemen do? They sometimes pass on the cost. They increase the cost of the product. In other words, they get it from the manufacturer, and then they add a little thing, and then they sell it to you. Well, you know, you should not do business with middlemen if you can avoid it. Let me tell you how you can get windows without going through a middleman. little man. Go to Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made for your home in our unique climate. Building products purchased from a middleman get marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the work being done when you go through a middleman? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Window can increase the value of your home, save you money on your utility bills, and right now, take advantage of an incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Here's the number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Get Thompson Creek's no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee, plus an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. 855-57-CREEK. Call now or go online at thompsoncreek.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And in Annapolis, that's where we have delays right now on 50, both directions to merge to go north on I-97. Right as you get on to 97, crews dealing with multiple cars reported involved in the crash. Right side is blocked. Again, that's north on 97. Now southbound 97, pushing down toward 50. Your travel lanes reported open, but very slow. Rubbernecking to check out all of that activity. To the Wilson Bridge we go. Maryland, your delays back near Route 5. Virginia, we have delays to the Wilson Bridge this morning, so keep alert if you're traveling through Alexandria. You'll be hitting those brakes pretty hard here, especially on those far right local lanes. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. 395 out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. George Washington Parkway, I'm looking at delays that begin from 123 and pretty solid down past the overlooks to the Key Bridge. Crews are looking to see if there's anything right there in the roadway as you get toward the exit to go in on the Key Bridge. Nothing currently reported, though. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather will start threatening, especially as we go on through Thursday. Should be a rather tranquil day today. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms roll in tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow could contain gusty winds and hail. Heavy rainfall, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 747 on WMAL. Brian, if you were going to get in on the bidding for the border wall,
Yeah. You
missed the deadline. It was yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that.
I know you missed it. But several bidders had some very interesting ideas, according to the Associated Press. Gleason Partners LLC of Las Vegas proposed solar panels that would cover some sections on the wall.
Hmm.
And then those panels would provide electricity for lighting, for the sensors that they want to use, right? Have it self-perpetuate. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. And patrol stations along the wall. And they could sell then the electricity to utilities, and they say that would cover the cost of construction in 20 years or less.
Hmm.
That's what their prediction is.
How about that?
And they said you could also sell power to Mexico from it, which I think is hilarious. And the managing partner, Thomas Gleason, said, I like the wall to be able to pay for itself. Crisis Resolution Security Services of Clarence, Illinois, proposed a wall that is 56 feet high and 22 feet wide at the top. So it's going to get wider as it goes to prevent people from climbing over it.
Right.
And it would have room to allow tourists to enjoy desert views.
Yes. Go down to the border of Mexico so you can stand on a wall and be shot at.
The height is almost twice what the government is requiring, and they say it would deter climbers, and the width would give the structure longevity. Clayton Industries of Pittsburgh is proposing storing nuclear waste along the wall in trenches that are at least 100 feet deep. For those of you who want a moat, I guess it's kind of the same thing. Money already collected by the U.S. Department of Energy from people who benefit from nuclear power would help pay for the wall. And the bid includes an option for hardware to convert the nuclear waste to energy. Hmm. So I like the ideas of installing something on this wall that would help generate money. I think it's a great idea.
I'm not sure nuclear waste is the right answer, but
well,
go
ahead. I'm not sure that's the right answer, but you never know. Waste is waste, and if you can convert it into something else, why not? Concrete Contractors Interstate of San Diego proposed a polished concrete wall augmented with stones and artifacts that would become a piece of art because they come from California, so that's why that is there. Aesthetically pleasing from the U.S. side.
Yeah,
they
want to
decorate both sides. Dark Pulse Technologies of Arizona proposed a concrete wall that you could literally fire a tank round at, and it will take the impact. Fiber sensors would be embedded in the concrete wall to immediately alert officials to any attempts to climb over the wall or tunnel under it. Hmm. And it would be coated with a slick coating that would prevent climbing. Very inventive ideas. Good old American ingenuity at work.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all of those ideas.
I like the fact that we're now enforcing our border laws and that immigration, illegal immigration in this country is down 61%.
I think
that's a good start. It's now 7:50 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here for the Good Feet store. Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet store. With custom fitted arch supports from the Good Feet store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey, and in Vienna at 123 and Park across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent you.
Guys, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event just made updating your wardrobe a whole lot easier. Hurry in for incredible 70 to 85% savings and find your favorite designers. Save on suits and separates, sport coats and blazers, dress shirts and ties, dress pants and more. This is the one. 70 to 85% savings on the looks you need for work, special celebrations, nights on the town and more. Hurry, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event ends soon. Savings off clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to sitting out on our new deck.
New deck?
With steps leading to a beautiful paver patio.
Patio?
With built-in seating and a fire pit.
Fire pit?
All surrounded by our gorgeous new privacy fence.
What? But we don't have a new deck or patio or fire pit.
Not for long. Because of Long. Long Fence, that is.
Don't wait to make the most of your backyard. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jackie DeAngelis at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jackie.
Panera Bread shares are jumping in pre-market trading after it agreed to a takeover by JAB Holding. The owner of Keurig Green Mountain, Caribou Coffee, and Pete's Coffee and Tea says that it'll buy Panera for about $7 billion. Walgreens Boots Alliance reporting a mixed second quarter. Earnings beat the street, but revenues missed estimates. The drugstore chain also announcing a $1 billion share repurchase program. McDonald's marketing chief says it's leaving in the latest management shakeup at the fast food giant as it continues to work to boost business. Two other executives, the head of U.S. menu and the head of U.S. digital, are also out. McDonald's got a lift from all-day breakfast last year, but growth has been tapering. Last week, it announced plans to switch to fresh beef in its quarter pounders. Pay Less filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The discount shoe chain will close 400 stores. Reebok is introducing plant-based sustainable shoes. The initiative focuses on shoes that are made from growing materials that can be used as compost. Stock futures are mixed this morning. I'm Jackie DeAngelis, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, I knew it didn't look right. We're talking about those delays. Pretty solid, in fact, bumper to bumper from 123 down to the Key Bridge. The culprit, they did find something broken down in the left lane. So we're waiting on a tow truck southbound GW Parkway right near the Key Bridge. So once you hit those delays, a lot of commuters bailing out onto 123 Chain Bridge Road. That's only one lane down to the Chain Bridge. So that picks up a solid lineup. So plan for the timing there this morning. Broken down truck, 295 southbound DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue. Your lineup out of Chevrolet and Riverdale off both 50 and the BW Parkway. And the Wilson Bridge, an unusual backup out of Virginia on the outer loop right as you get up to the bridge span in those far right local lanes, still with crash cleanup. Update is sponsored by Sun and Ski. Don't miss Sun and Ski's spring patio sale. Save up to 70% off last year's inventory. Save big on patio this weekend at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice, dry, and relatively pleasant day today. 71 degrees. A few clouds around at times, otherwise clear. Thunderstorms as we head on through tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Patrick Fingal, CEO of New Look Home Design, here with some reflections on roofing. You know garden gnomes? Those little guys with white beards and pointy red hats? They're used for outside decoration. But sometimes you meet a person whose garden gnome has sentimental value. Well, New Look Home Design values your garden gnome just as much as you do. We'll wrap them up all cozy and gently place them somewhere safe and sound. And when your new roof is finished, we'll put them right back where he belongs. Some roofing companies might not take your garden gnome seriously. Here at New Look Home Design, we consider it an absolute necessity. It's not a sales pitch, just a reflection, because we know that little details are just as important as big value. Speaking of big value, call New Look Home Design now and mention the garden gnome to receive 50% off all roofing materials. 50% off. The number's 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 7:59 coming up on WMAL.
We'll talk to the minority leader of the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland, Nick Kipke, coming up at 8:35.
And coming up at 8:05, Al Weaver